Our thought for the day this morning comes from the writer and broadcaster Anna Magnusson. Good morning.
Morning. The last few days I've been catching up with the past. We've had a house full of family and friends staying, and I'm still savouring the delight of being able to sit round the table with people all squashed together, just talking. Just like I'm loving being back in a busy live studio again. These years of COVID restrictions and separations are still vivid for all of us. I hadn't seen my cousins for at least 3 years, so we spent hours catching up. Not in a superficial way, but with real deep diving into our shared past. We retold the stories of our childhood as cousins, the long summer holidays in the garden, picnics at Loch Lomond, hogmanays and anniversaries. These tendrils of shared memories that still bind us now. But what fascinated me most about our conversations was this, that we also talked about the recent past we share, the COVID years. We remembered the hand washing, the daily briefings, the fear, the toilet paper obsessives, the horrible separations and the joy of reunions and being released from all the lockdowns, those terrible rising numbers of the dead, the grieving which never ends, and the miracle of the vaccine. These years have shaped and continue to shape this present generation. We need to keep talking about what we all experienced. It caused so much of us, so many of us, to reevaluate our lives and think deeply about what's really important. The act of self-isolation, particularly for people living alone, caused pain and anxiety, and many people are fearful still. So we must keep sharing our experiences, keep listening and remembering. I believe it heals us when we open our hearts and say the words to each other. And if we keep talking and remembering, someday we'll understand fully how those years have changed us and how fragile and precious our lives are.